You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. On Tuesday, Carbondale entered into an agreement with Airbnb. That's the popular short-term home rental service. It connects potential renters and vacationers with property owners. Airbnb will start collecting taxes for Carbondale. To learn why and what it means, we turn to Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm, our reporter based in Carbondale. He's toughing it out today, even though he has a bit of a cold. Hey, Wyatt.
Hi, and thank you for mentioning that.
Tell us about this new arrangement between Airbnb and Carbondale.
The town charges a 3.5% sales tax and a 2% lodging tax. When someone's online making their booking, Airbnb will charge those taxes right then and there.
So why this new arrangement? What problem is this meant to address?
It's a problem that a lot of places have with Airbnb. Carbondale's no different. How can towns and cities make sure that people are paying taxes on this new source of income that they're earning? Up until now, how it's worked is the property owner, whoever's renting out their space on Airbnb, they collect that tax and then they hand it over to the town. And this process involves a few steps. One of them is getting a sales tax license from the town. Airbnb is going to cut that part out of the process.
How successful has the town been in getting Airbnb hosts to pay their taxes before this?
We don't really know. Basically, what the town staff has to do is they go online to sites like Airbnb or VRBO, which stands for Vacation Rental by Owner, and they see which properties are being advertised within the town. They try to figure out where those properties are. They figure out who owns those properties, and then they send a letter to make sure that they have that sales tax license.
Wow, that's a lot of hunting.
It's a lot of hunting. And in fact, as I was reporting on this, I couldn't help but notice a comparison to the game Whack-A-Mole. It's like they have to find the owners. They have to make sure the owners have those sales tax licenses and that they're actually collecting the tax and paying it to the town. And new properties are popping up all the time. So the town staff has to manage all these different websites and has to track down the owners to make sure they're in compliance. What Airbnb is proposing to do is basically to make the process easier for both the town and the property owner.
Any idea how big of a difference this is going to make?
If Carbondale sees an increase in revenue from their lodging tax, they're going to assume that it's working. But there's no way for them to say definitively, yes, the fact that Airbnb is now collecting taxes is what is contributing to this increase in lodging tax.
Airbnb will start collecting sales and lodging tax for Carbondale on August 1st. They also have this arrangement already for the town of Snowmass Village. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.